Sunbelt.
Parole?
Okay, what about the Hogmanay that's cutting strips you want to talk about? Okay, and what about Hogmanay that has almost no lean and use it in cooking vegetables?
Fat bread.
Okay. Are there any other names you might call fat bread?
Spicoline. It's a little different. It has a little bit of lean in it, where fat bag doesn't have any.
When the bacon is cut off, this is when a hog has been slaughtered, what do you call the hard edge on it? The bacon is cut from?
Is it the rib? I don't know.
Let's see. If you peel an orange, the part that you take off of the orange is called the
skin.
Yeah. Some other names you might call it besides skin.
Peeling.
Okay, and the outside covering of a watermelon would be the
rind.
This is hog meat that is packed in a case and it might be in links.
Sausage.
And a man who works in the meat counter of the grocery store.
Butcher.
If meat has gone bad, you might say this meat is
spoiled.
Are there any other words you might use for that?
I think I'd use spoiled. I could say it was rotten.
Okay. If butter has gone bad.
Rancid.
Okay. What is souse? Are you familiar with it?
I'm not sure, but I think it's made from the head, isn't it?
Okay. Is there
I'm not sure.
Is there another name you might call it?
I don't know. Is it hog egg cheese? I don't know. Okay. I really don't know.
You don't know anything about the preparation
of
the ingredients or anything? Okay. If milk has spoiled, you'd say it's milk.
Sour.
Okay. Is there another way you might say it?
Just say sour.
But if it has a thick substance on top?
Flabby.
Okay. What about curdled?
Curdled.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it kind of separates.
Okay, what's the difference?
It's watery. Milk can be sour without curdling.
Oh, I see. And is curdled milk always sour?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. What's the difference between curdle and clabber?
Well, clabber you can pull out in a pan and let the clabber in a refrigerator. And a lot of people eat clabber with cream and sugar. And you can take clabber and put it in the press and make a curd. And a lot of people old and not used to be crazy about it.
And then they eat curd?
They eat curd and clabber.
If
a curd press had holes in it, and with a little light top, that you press the clabber down and got the whey out of it.
What is what?
And that was the watery part.
Oh, I see. When you make tea, if you aren't using tea bags, but you just got the tea leaves, and you want to put it into the pitcher, what do you do to the
drop it in boiling water?
Well, if you might have a wire mesh.
Oh, you strain it.
Okay. Do you have a name for an apple pastry that's baked in a deep dish?
Deep dish apple pie.
Okay. Are there any other names you might
call? I don't think.
Okay. Could you tell me something about the preparation of a dish like this?
No.
Okay. What would you call a sweet sauce